Last Word on Today FM.
You just heard there what Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin had to say about Fine Gael candidate John McGahan, who's running in Louth. Let's hear a little bit of what Fianna Fáil leader an Tánaiste Micheál Martin had to say about him today.
He wouldn't be on an either point this morning in Clairborne. And I don't want to be too judgmental, but certainly the attack is very it was a vicious attack, incident, to put it that way, but the assault and what I saw on video and so on. Look, we all have to try and examine and reflect and be honest about it. If we knew the same situation and had same access, I don't think he would be a candidate with us.
They call into question the Taoiseach's judgment that he was selected as a candidate.
Look, I was surprised, but that's a matter for Fine Gael, that's a matter for the people of Louth. He's on the ballot.
It's a matter for the people of Louth. So, Louise Byrne, political correspondent of the Irish Mirror. For those who are not familiar with the story of what John McGahan did and faced trial for, what happened?
So John McGahan, before he was a senator, he was outside a pub in his native Louth, and it was alleged that he got into an altercation with a farmer from Castle Blaney. This was in June 2018. Now, what was said at the time was that John McGahan acted in self-defence, but there was a row between these two gentlemen. Now, John McGahan, like the Taoiseach has repeatedly said, this matter went to a criminal trial and a jury said that Brian McGahan was not guilty. However, in July, a High Court civil jury awarded the other man at the centre of this, his name is Breen White, €39,000 following the alleged assault. A jury was asked to decide if he was assaulted and whether any damage suffered by him was caused or partially caused. And what happened in that case was that Justice Alexander Owens, who presided over the four-day trial, said that he apportioned the blame at 65% against Mr. McGahan and 35% against Mr. White. So that was in July. Taoiseach Simon Harris was asked about this case in July after it wrapped up. At the time, he described it as a scuffle. He said John McGahan was very sorry. He said that John McGahan had told him that nothing like this would happen again. I suppose where the story took a turn over the weekend is that the Sunday Times yesterday published photos which Breen White alleges were the injuries that he obtained during this argument with John McGahan. The other thing that happened was the publication of a video also alleging to be of this incident. So this is putting real pressure on Simon Harris. Simon Harris said today that he had seen the video, he had seen the photos, but really, really pushing that, yes, there may have been a civil trial here, but in the criminal trial, John McGahan was found not guilty and the jury saw the photos, it saw the videos. The defence was self-defence on Mr. McGahan's behalf and he was found not guilty. So that's really the line that they are pushing with.
There's a higher threshold in relation to a criminal conviction than there is of a finding for damages in a civil case, which is why we have two different outcomes here. But is Fine Gael surprised by the fact that this has now come up again, given that it has been aired previously?
Yeah, and this is what Simon Harris was saying earlier. He said that this wasn't a new story. This has been known for a good while now. Like I said, this happened in 2018. So it has been known for a while that Mr. McGahan was involved in this altercation. And he said that this was now, Simon Harris has now said that this is coming up because we're in an election period and these are the kind of things that happen in an election. Now, how fair that is, I'm not sure, because these photos were published on Sunday. The video started circulating over the weekend, so I'm not quite sure if it's fair to say that this is just because an election campaign or it's people reacting to these videos and these photos that did come out over the last couple of days.
Will Fine Gael stand by its man? Because if I remember correctly, in the British general election, there was a case of Labour having to stand away from one of its candidates after the deadline had actually passed for replacing him with somebody else.
It seems that they are going to stand by him. Now, this was brought up with Simon Harris for the first time yesterday at the Fine Gael manifesto launch in Horse and Jockey. And what he said at that point was Fine Gael would continue to canvass for John McGahan. He was on the ticket. It would continue to support him. It seems like they're backing him. Now, Micheál Martin was questioning that earlier today. We were at a doorstep with him in Ranelagh. And what Micheál Martin was saying is that he was actually surprised to hear Simon Harris and Fine Gael kind of doubling down on John McGahan's candidacy. candidacy and kind of questioning, you know, had the Taoiseach seen the videos when he made those comments, when he called it a scuffle. We don't know that. The Taoiseach, we hasn't actually said that. He said he's seen it in the last couple of days. We don't know if he'd seen it a couple of months ago when he did describe it as a scuffle. But it does seem like they're sticking by John McGahan. Now, we have contacted John McGahan several times over the last couple of days, as I'm sure all my other colleagues in other newsrooms across the country have, and we haven't been able to get a hold of him, because I think, you know, it would be interesting to hear what he has to say on this, because he's also entitled to put his side across, but we've yet to hear from him.
Well, if he wants to come on The Last Word, we'll give him the opportunity to try and explain himself. Now, other things that are going on. One of the things that jumped out over the weekend, and in tomorrow's programme we're going to be looking in detail at the enormous promises that have been made by all of the parties to spend the voters' money. But there has been a proposal in relation to a special fund for newborn babies. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a proposal by Fine Gael and Taoiseach Simon Harris, and this came up during their manifesto launch yesterday, and they are calling this the Acorn Scheme. And what Simon Harris is suggesting is that when a baby is born, there would be €1,000 deposited into a savings account for them. If the child is from a disadvantaged background, they'd get €1,500 into the account. And the gist of it is, if a parent can afford to, they can put €2,000 into the account every year, and by the time that account matures, with interest, all the rest of it, that the account will be worth €53,000 once the child turns 18. And then it's for the other account, for the 1,500 for the disadvantaged children. If there was no money put into that at all, if it was just kept at 1,500 for 18 years, it would be worth in and around €3,000. So this, you know, it's kind of been met with mixed reaction. Simon Harris saying that it's being done to kind of foster a culture of savings, that wealthy parents may already do this for their children, but, you know, other parents might not, and they might not be able to afford to. But interestingly enough, I was interviewing Labour leader Ivana Bacic today, and she was saying that this is just going to foster inequality, because you'll have some parents who will already be saving for their children, and you know, they were going to do this anyway without the state's help. You'll have them, you know, with €53,000 potentially by the time they turn 18, turning up to school in brand new cars. Yet you'll have disadvantaged children whose parents, you know, are struggling to make ends meet, are doing their best by their children, but just can't afford to top up that account. They might be able to afford to go to college. So I think there's a lot of questions about the fairness of this. Are you giving some children an advantage over others? I think the merits of it, there are merits of it, of course, you know, if it does foster a culture of savings, I think that's important. But I think the equality side of it, I think there's a lot of questions about that today.
Okay, and just one other thing. Ireland has one of the lowest proportions of female representation in Dáil Éireann. I think it's outside the top 100 in world parliaments. How many female candidates will be running in the general election?
I think this is one of the more positive stories, and this has come out over the last couple of days. So Women for Election, they've done marvellous work, it has to be said. They have said that there's been a 50% increase in the number of women who are running for the Dáil compared to last time around. I've lost the exact number here in front of me.
248 women, I think, is running for a seat.
248, which is a 50% increase in the last time. And, you know, we only have 37 women currently in the Dáil, which out of 160 these is very, very poor. Only 131 women have actually ever been elected to the Dáil since the foundation of the state. Now, there is, of course, quotas put in place. This is the first time the parties have had to run at least 40% women on their general election tickets. But, I mean, I think it's very positive. Hopefully, we'll see a lot of those women getting elected. I think that's kind of the next obstacle. It's one thing to get them on the posters. It's one thing to get them on the ballots. It's another thing to get them in the Dáil. But as a parliament that's meant to be representative of society, it would be nice to see the other half of society represented more evenly in Leinster House.
Louise Byrne, political correspondent of the Irish Mirror, thank you for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.